Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 73, Use the Fall to Rebuild. We all fall in life, that's guaranteed, but how you rebuild is up to you. After the latest ankle injury, I'll show you my process to not only rebuild, but to come back better. So this episode, going in line with the ankle injury. And it's just kind of keeping up to date with how I handle these things. So the latest update is got the MRI yesterday, 2 days ago. Got the MRI 2 days ago. The x-ray results back were nothing broken. So if you missed the other episodes, I just announced I was going to compete in jiu-jitsu for the first time in 4 years. And then I popped my ankle the day after at training. And instant instability and pain, and was fearing that it could be a grade 3 ankle sprain, but I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm thinking maybe grade 2, hopefully. So got the MRI yesterday, and pain has gone down. Function is coming back a lot quicker. So yeah, hoping just kind of grade 1, grade 2, and that'll be back in the next kind of 3, 4 weeks. Might still make the competition or else compete at a later date. So like I'm saying, look, it's going to happen. It doesn't even have to be injury related. These are principles, concepts that you can use at any part of your life, when you fall, when something bad happens, from career, relationships, whatever, or for injuries too. So the 3 points: why did this happen? Point two: how can I come back better? Point three: what does this give me an opportunity to work on? So point one: why did this happen? You need to analyze why this actually happened in the first place, because if you don't, a line that I made for myself, which I like to repeat in these moments, is you can become self-aware or repeat the nightmare. Okay, so become self-aware or repeat the nightmare. Perfect here for injuries. If you keep getting injured and you don't learn anything about rehab, you don't learn anything about why you actually got injured in the first place, it's probably going to keep happening. Same with relationships. Oh, maybe your boyfriend, your girlfriend broke up with you and you don't know why, and you just blame them. And what happens again in the next relationship then? Same thing happens. Again, if you don't become self-aware, you're going to repeat the nightmare. So step one, we need to analyze why did this happen. And for me in that situation, it was pretty clear. It was going against the black belt coach. Bit of ego involved on my part. And instead of defending a leg lock, I went to attack his leg without thinking about defending my own legs. Pretty silly against the black belt coach. So first thing, just didn't check the ego in that moment. And the second thing, I don't actually know much defenses for ankle locks. And I was just thinking about this again. Why did this happen? For the lower belts in the gym, or for most people, I don't even worry about my leg and ankle locks because they just don't get me. I have pretty strong mobile ankles from the work I do on them. So yeah, it would have to get me like perfect to make me tap, or at least like 90% there to make me tap. So I've never really worried about it. And I just go for their leg and I get their leg first. So it's never really been a problem. But now the weakness has been pointed out to me. Because I don't focus on defense, when somebody gets it like 100% straight away, I'm going to be at a much bigger risk of an injury. So there we go. I could easily point out, why did this happen? Well, a bit of an ego reason. And then second reason, because I don't do leg lock defenses, which I've looked up a few, learned a few, and I'm going to be doing them now. So it's important to do this. The last analogy I'll give you on the need to analyze is, think of it like a boat. Think of it like a boat that's sinking. Most people go in and do the quick fix without doing the deep dive to see why did this happen. And that's just like you're going into the sinking boat with a bucket. You're scooping out the water and just throwing it out. And yeah, maybe it stops sinking so fast that you think you're getting progress. But overall, is that progress? No. You're just delaying the inevitable again. It's going to keep happening, keep happening. So what you need to do in these scenarios is you need to plug the leaks. That's what you need to do. You need to go around the boat. It takes a bit more effort to see where is the water coming from? Where is this leak? And then you plug it. Okay, so for me there, just like I've said, the leaks were a bit of ego and I didn't know leg lock defenses. Work on plugging those two leaks rather than just saying, oh, injuries happen in jiu-jitsu, and just not thinking about it at all, getting into the same situation, being fine with the lower belts. Then next thing, I'm up against a black belt who's really good at leg locks. My leg pops again and maybe I'm blaming high-level people for injuring me when that's not really the case. So on to point two then, how can I come back better? I like to think of it this way, because look, if you know my story, it's so many injuries, and the biggest part about rehab and coming back from it is all about your attitude, okay? And this is one point that really helps me, because you probably think of injuries, how would I kind of say this in a shorter way? Let's say, yeah, if you're here, if you're at 100% and you're dropping down to 50 after an injury, and you think, oh, all I can do is put in all this work to get back up to my 100%. Not true. You can actually use that time to become even better. There's maybe 105% there for you, but you don't even know it. So that's the way I think of it now, and it just gives me more fire and fuel for the rehab when I think, I'm not just going to come back to the exact person that I was physically and mentally. I'm going to use this to come back even better. So already, just through analysing it, I'm going to come back as a better jiu-jitsu practitioner because I'm going to have worked on leg lock defences. Straight away, I'm already coming back better. Obviously taking into account that I do the full rehab properly, which I will, since I'm essentially a rehab coach. I know everything to do and I'm going to do it. But that's how you can think of it too. And then you can also use that time to look at other things, like let's say with injuries, is there other parts of your body that are kind of niggly, but maybe you didn't want to take the time off to do the rehab? Now you can do it. And it's just good to think of that. And I had another example recently of my last injury before this, which was a shoulder injury. So I injured the AC joint in my shoulder just before Christmas. And at Christmas, if you're following me on Instagram, I wasn't able to actually do one bodyweight push-up at Christmas. And built all the way back up. And was really struggling to do chin-ups as well. Even bodyweight chin-ups gave me pain. So I basically had to clean the slate, focus on the rehab over Christmas, and then slowly work my way back up to knee push-ups, normal push-ups again. I've worked up to kind of sets of, I can do like sets of 30 now, and work back up on the chin-ups, bodyweight ones, 5 kg, 10 kg, all the way up. And I'm back up now. Last session I did sets of 20 kg weighted chin-ups. So like sets of four, three. And that's taken like 4 months. What, January? What are we, mid-April? 4.5 months. Okay, but it's not 4.5 months to just get back to where I was. I'm actually better because when I was doing sets of 20 kg at some stage last year, they were just normal reps, like 1 second up, 1 second down, 1 second up, 1 second down. But now I'm actually doing tempo reps with the 20 kg. So it's 1 second up, 3 seconds down, 1 second up, 3 seconds down. So I actually did the rebuild better. I did it with tempo reps, more controlled, focusing more on the form. So I actually improved, I made a few form tweaks to make my weighted chin-ups better and stop flaring my neck as much. I noticed when the rep gets tough, my left shoulder pops up a bit and my neck gets involved, where now I'm focused on using more of my lats. Just slightly less intensity to focus on the form. So I've done like lots of little minor improvements, plugging the leaks again, you could say, and I've come back to a place now with my weighted chin-ups where I'm definitely the strongest I've ever been. So I've surpassed what I did before, and it's mainly happened from having the time off to be able to see where are the leaks and actually work on them. So that's what really fuels me. Every injury that I get, I'm not just going to come back to where I was. I'm going to come back better, and you can do the same. And the last one then, what does this give me an opportunity to work on? I suppose I should have said outside of training. This can be other areas of life. So this is a good time as well. You want to have a balanced life. That's actually, you know, that'd need a full topic in itself, because you could argue both sides. You want a balanced life, or is life essentially unbalanced because you need to go focus on something for a period of time and come out of that and give something else your focus, which is kind of what I've done. But just overall, what I'm saying there is like, you don't want to, yeah, neglect your family, neglect your friends just for career. We'll say that's not going to work out well. So in these moments where you are injured or something else is happening, you can use that time back to see if you need to focus on other areas of life. Like let's say with injuries, you know, you could be a father of three with a busy job and you're doing jiu-jitsu 3 times a week or Gaelic 3 times a week. And if you're injured and you're not going to the training, you have an extra, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a week now. You could use that to spend time with your family, more time to progress your career, whatever. Like there's opportunities in all of these setbacks and it's up to you to find them. Okay, and once you lock in this mindset, it'll become second nature and you'll be able to do it instantly. And that's what's happening now. I'm not, you know, did I have maybe one day or a few hours of, oh, for fuck's sake, like, you know, another injury. But then once I'm able to get, you know, regain my perspective and get in the right mindset, I'm straight into this and on the path of coming back better and seeing all these opportunities within the problem. So that's it for this week on the coaching then. So for the in-person coaching, that's a Brazier Jiu-Jitsu with Inch Core every Saturday. So I do a mobility class there, and then there's Jiu-Jitsu sparring afterwards. So the mobility, half 11, half 12, jiu-jitsu sparring, 12:45 to 2 p.m. So if you're interested in getting started in mobility, overcoming chronic pain and injury, reaching your deadly potential, or getting started in jiu-jitsu, you can just DM me and I can set you up a free trial for either one. And for the online coaching then, which is the Physical Freedom Program, same thing, overcoming the chronic pain and injury. We have the membership options, that's the cheaper option. There's programs in there that you can work on, self-guided, and then there's a weekly group call with me on it if you want to ask any questions. And then obviously we've got the one-to-one as well, Physical Freedom Program, if you want to really get the most out of it. And get unlimited time with me. It's finished then, so follow, rate the podcast if you're listening on Spotify. Do that if you're getting something out of the podcast. It takes just two clicks. And if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel would be the best way to support. So that's it. Just don't settle. Live true to yourself. And we'll talk to you next week.